Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host Robert, and Lil Pump is an utterly insane criminal who needs to be tried for war crimes. For legal reasons, this is a joke. And with me, I have...
Can the weather roller coaster stop? It was like 30 degrees this morning, it's gonna be 80 on Friday. Chill out!
And...
This is the first day of spring, right? And yet it's still cold.
Yeah. Did that groundhog lie to us?
The groundhog always lies to us. Never trust a groundhog associated with Bill Murray.
Curse you, Pusatawny Phil! Whatever the fuck you pronounce your fucking name. I swear to God, the first time I ever heard that, like, fucking groundhog's name, I thought... I kept thinking it was like some fucking vocalist in the grindcore scene. There's a fucking X in there and everything.
Welcome to the stage, Pusatawny Phil!
Alright, motherfuckers, I want to see you fuck up this Waffle House! Yeah. Anyway, here we are, episode 302. So, how's everyone's week been going?
Not much to report on my end, except I'm very tired from a very busy couple of days. Hopefully, if all goes well, by this time next week, I will be enjoying some much-deserved time at somewhere not here, because I need it. I really need it. My brain is fried. I can't take much more of this mundaneness. But yeah, that's all I have to say. Weather, stop being weird. Just stabilize. Just for like more than 3 days, please. I'm begging you. I'm tired of the cold.
Aren't we all? Anyway, Mark, what about you?
Well, not much of a port on my end, to be honest. It's just been a usual work and shit. Looks like thankfully I have a day off tomorrow, so that way after this I can sleep.
Yeah, sleep is nice.
Yes, it is.
And as for me, well, I've mostly just been busy caring for things around the house, because when you have one housemate incapacitated, the other's out of town for reasons. It's a whole thing. You kind of get busy taking care of things. Also, hopefully, fingers crossed, by this weekend, I may finally have my car back.
Yay, that's very good.
Yay.
Like, the rental car is fine, it's cool and all, but, you know, sometimes you just need your old reliable, you know, like, this hunk of metal crap is mine. Yes, I kid, of course, my car functions perfectly well. But,
yeah. Sorry,
go ahead.
It's like, you know what? It might be a piece of shit, but it's my piece of shit.
Yep.
Oh, I don't call it that.
That's how I feel about my $2,000 Honda. It is most certainly an car.
One of the cars of all time.
Yep, crappy transmission and everything, which, God, can this stupid car stop having things break on me for once, please?
Yeah.
I can't afford any more repairs.
Ugh. Cars are a fucking nightmare sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, nothing else to report really, other than, unless you want to hear me talk about how I spent a whole fuckload of money on manga sales at Barnes & Noble's. Right now I'm looking at 2 JoJo's Bizarre Adventure hardcovers, 2 volumes of Blood on the Tracks, 4 volumes of Berserk, and I may or may not have 8 volumes of One Piece in my shopping cart right now. I think I might have a problem. Anyway, we're not going to talk about that right now, we're going to talk about music. So, yeah, we're going to get into it with our usual business, starting, of course, with the new song discussion for the past week, of which it's kind of a light week, there's only, like, 5 things to touch on, but, you know, hopefully they give us something to talk about, so, yeah. As always, there will be a playlist down in the description, so you can follow along with us and add some new tunes to your playlist for the month, for the week, for the commute to work, what have you. So, starting right at the top here, I'll throw it over to Mark, because it looks like we have the combined efforts here of Madlib DJ Muggs, and... Wait, have we talked about Mayhem Lauren before? I forget.
We did before. Yes, we did. Can you remember? He's like a, very underground New York rapper that's, been in the know about. He used to associate with Action Bronson. He appeared, he often be on that show, Fuck That's Delicious, sometimes.
That, I really need to go back and watch that series. Like, I have it in my Hulu queue. I just haven't, burned through the episodes yet. Eventually, though.
Oh, okay, that's on Hulu? I can check that out. Okay, I can check that out, too, to be honest. But, yeah, anyway, turns out they got a new collaborative album coming out. And, okay, the thing is, now I find a link that actually tells me more information than the one I sent you because I jumped on the gun too early that day. But, yeah, they have a new collaborative album coming out April 7th, called Champagne for Breakfast.
Nice.
Yeah. And this is the second single release because I got a first single release already, but this is the second one titled Wild Salmon, of course. And of course, with knowing both styles of both DJ Muggs and Madlib, they got that soul sample chopped. They got that soul sample chopped in there. Like even some bits of movie quotes. Even one from Pulp Fiction where Gus Hudson saying "Shut the fuck up," which I kind of don't know where that's from. Anyway, Gus said rap is kind of nice. Like you do, like Mayhem Loren does sort of remind me a bit like Action Bronson in a bit. Like he does. Let's have some shit there about food and some. Something about food and some other shit like even one of me joking on Alchemist saying like put your shirt back on your pale, which I mean he is white by the way, so yeah. which is something like fun, like joke between friend to friend, but yeah, like this is a very nice, it's a very nice joint I hear from them, like all right, like it's very interesting, like no DJ Muggs working, like okay, I continue with my streak with him and for Madlib, yeah, like I kind of hope this will be like a Madlib project that I want to say love, like there, like I know past Madlib projects I've been okay with, but there's never been a project from producer him that I've been like oh wow that is great, like but here but I guess with here like it could happen. I might be interested in seeing how this will go.
You know what my favorite part of the song is? When they referenced using chimichurri sauce. You ever have that shit? It's very tasty. For those who haven't,
I heard it's delicious.
It is. It do be. Because sometimes at the back at my old house where I used to live, the Spanish, takeout restaurant down the street, they would have like a churrasco with chimichurri. And for those who have never had it, on a basic level, chimichurri is made with it's a mix of chopped parsley, minced garlic, olive oil, oregano, and usually something for a bit of acidity, either red wine vinegar or lemon juice. Really good with grilled meats.
Well, we gotta say, fuck, that's delicious.
Hey, Mark said thing from the thing. It's a reference, people. Laugh! As one Jacksepticeye would say. Anyway, moving on to the next track here. So, the Hardcore Pan Jesus piece made their debut with their first album in 2018. We've never really talked about themselves proper on this broadcast, but we have brushed by them a few times, given that a few of their members have popped up in the various bedroom covers of 2 Minutes to Late Night. If you need a specific example, their vocalist Aaron Hurd was on that first 90s dance music medley. He was the guy who did the vocals for the What Is Love section, and he was pretty good on that. But now we're about 5 years out, and the band has finally announced their second album, titled So Unknown, with ellipses at the beginning, coming out April 14th. We have the first single from the album, Silver Lining, and it's pretty much about the kind of sludgy hardcore you would expect given their first album. The vocals, of course, scream and shout with that very gruff, satisfying style that you expect from this music. The momentum is mainly very, like, steady, you know, low and slow, that's the tempo, but you do kind of swap between very hi-hat driven grooves and some of those chuggy double kick runs, lots of equally chuggy guitar chords, and like very eerie kind of lead guitar melodies and stuff. It is what it is. Your taste will vary, but I didn't mind it. I thought it was all right.
Yep, this is definitely some heavy metal adjacent hardcore, and that's about as much as I can say. It's loud and aggressive and checks the usual boxes, so yeah, there you go.
Fair enough. There's not really much to say about these things, but maybe this next song will give us more to talk about. Now, Alex, I'll let you take the lead a bit on this, since you're the one who brought this to our attention with regards to this band, Glass Casket.
Sure. Now, I don't have first-hand knowledge of this group. I'm just going by what the people at Metal Injection say. But Glass Caskets, they are a, I guess you could say, supergroup of sorts. And have come back for their first song in 17 years.
17, and this band is made, would be...
Yeah. 2006?
Fuck, mid-2000s. Shit, that's back when MySpace was relevant.
Yeah, it's been a while. But yeah, this band is made up of vocalist Adam Cody of Wretched and Columns, bassist Sid Menon, doesn't say which band he is from, guitarist Wes Houch, known for his time in Black Crown Initiate and The Faceless, and guitarist Dusty Waring and drummer Blake Richardson of Between the Buried and Me. You can see where my interest peaked.
You know, I was reading a bit about them, and I saw that they were from North Carolina. There's the tell.
Yep. Yeah, apparently this band forms after Alaska, before Colors, so they were still in their primarily metalcore era. Yeah, it's been a while, but apparently back in 2014, things were starting to formulate between Blake and Wes, and I guess it just took a little bit of time for everything to come together because, you know, they have their own gigs and their own bands and all that kind of stuff, but we now have a self-titled EP coming out on June 9th, and we have the first single of this EP, Let Them Go. 2 minutes and 44 seconds of something more of my style. More, I guess you could say, prog-style, hardcore-adjacent. It's got a very solid groove, thanks to Blake Richardson's drums and West House's tasty solo licks. Very aggro-aggressive vocal deliveries. And again, it's all compacted into a brisk 2 minutes 44 seconds. So, yeah, well done here. Well done.
Yeah, I know this is going to sound like a weird phrase, but does the phrase tasteful deathcore apply here? Because it's deathcore without the more obnoxious lower facets of the genre.
I'd say it applies here, yeah.
But yeah, for my first time listening to Glass Casket, this was pretty solid, pretty heavy. I might have to dig through their previous album. God, they came up back in the days of MySpace deathcore, man. That era of music was a fucking trip. Anyway, moving on to the next track here. So, it's really weird to think that Feist is still around. Like, I could never hear her name come up without thinking, God, remember when iPods were relevant?
If you ask me, they never stopped being relevant.
Yes, yes, I do. I do follow your Apple modification iPod tweets very closely. Fascinating stuff.
I haven't done one of those in a while. I've just been buying old iPods from this store in the city. But yeah, Feist. That's a name I haven't heard in a very long time. Not since the Halcyon days of hearing 1, 2, 3, 4, and all those freaking iPod commercials on every channel.
Not my favorite use of music in an iPod commercial. I still think Gorillaz hold that crown. But anyway, so yeah, Feist has a new album coming out April 14th called Multitudes. There's a new song here called Borrowed Trouble, and Yeah, it definitely sounds like one of the Feist songs of all time. Mainly this, like, acoustic singer-songwriter thing. Of course, her vocal delivery is very delicate, with maybe the occasional bit of swelling there. A very simple, you know, straightforward drum rhythm, backing synth melodies. At one point, there's very, very discordant saxophones, which, not my favorite use of saxophones in the world, but whatever. It's, again, it's one of the Feist songs of all time. What in the holy mother of fuck is this music video, though? Like, I don't know if it'll, like, trigger any, like, medical conditions for those who, you know, have problems with that, like, when looking at things and such, but, it kind of strained my eyes to try and watch. Like, how do I explain this? We've all seen JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, right?
Yeah.
You remember the climax of, Giorno versus Diavolo? Like, it looks like the visualization of both King Crimson and Gold Experience Requiem's abilities.
To translate that into non-weeb speak, it's what it looks like happens when you play solitaire on Windows and you win the game.
Oh, fuck, right. Why didn't I think of that comparison?
Yeah, it's got a very weird melting tape feel to it, and it's a song, it exists, there you go.
Yeah, I feel like that's just kind of been like this week. This week happened sometimes. But we got one last song to talk about here, which I'm technically speaking would probably be the biggest by some metric. So just a random tangent. So a couple weeks ago, I was helping one of my housemates with moving a couch that they had been able to get for free because we were looking for a new piece of furniture for the house. And they were driving around with their music playing. It was just kind of whatever. They're very into, like, very TikTok kind of music. But then at one point, their playlist landed on a song that I had not heard in a long-ass time. That being Hail to the King by Avenged Sevenfold. And it's like, God, it's weird to think that band is still fucking going. Like, fuck, I had to look it up because I genuinely did not know how old that song was. It completely slipped my mind. I was like, that fucking album came out in 2013. I was like, right after Nightmare. That was the point where I stopped giving a shit. And I hadn't heard a thing they done since. Apparently they had a whole ass album in 2016. In the meantime, though, between then and now, there was Call of Duty promos. I'm pretty sure most of the guys are into NFTs. Remind me, was it M Shadows who said a bunch of stupid shit about the, what was it, fucking NFT timeshares of Vinnie Paul's house?
Yeah, it was him.
Oh my fuck.
I think, just as an addendum, way back in 2016, we talked about the stage. I know you don't remember it. I barely remember it too. That kind of says a lot about how that album was.
God. Fuck, that would have been when this podcast started. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I really got to double check these things on the site sometimes. But yeah, so in the past month or so, they were doing a whole bunch of stupid, lame bullshit online. Just, you know, really lame ass alternate reality style teases and profile photos going blank. But now we actually have an official announcement. They have a new album coming out June 2nd, and it's titled Life is But a Dream, ... After which I would like to add, and this new band photo promoting them is a fucking nightmare, because I've never so viscerally said fuck this while looking at a thumbnail in my life. Because the band promo photo for the articles and stuff, it's like, okay, they're, you know, these women that are, like, dressed in, you know, very, how do I say this? Like, the kind of dress, comfortable dressing you would wear for, like, the summer, you know? But instead of seeing their faces, they're all holding up, framed photos of the band members, which, is that someone's kink? Never mind, I don't want to know. I don't want to fucking know.
No. Tonight's episode, The Writer's Barely Disguised Fetish.
But yeah, so that's gonna be coming out in a few months, but we had lead single from the album Nobody, and again, I'm going to tell you my immediate honest reaction hitting play, since I haven't really listened to anything from this band in, like, well, at least that I remember in, like, 10 goddamn years. What the fuck happened to M. Shadow's voice?
Apparently he had vocal surgery.
Man, God, that surgery must have really gotten to him. Like, it sounds like he aged, like, okay, it's only been 10 years, but he sounds like he aged 20 years. And, like, okay, getting into the song itself, I guess. The song is fucking weird, but, like, not the good kind of weird, like, Sleep Token. Like, most of the verses and choruses are driven around this really weird, buzzy guitar bend thing that kind of sounds like if you tried to turn that those two intro notes from Black Sabbath's Iron Man into a full verse or something. But it sounds lame. The drums running underneath this, I didn't even mark down who the fuck is drumming for this band anymore, just sounds super awkward. Like, the way they play on the track is really janky with this weird, like, mid-tempo progression that's, like, always switching things up. There's really awkward attempts at prog, including some bad farting horn synths in there. I don't know what the fuck is going on there. And then you, like, have this fucking string section at one point, and you eventually get this part that just kind of sounds like generic Sevenfold, typical Avenged Sevenfold. And the thing is, like, look, there are bands that can pull off being metal but also experimental and weird. We've gushed several times about Sleep Token's fusion of very heavy post-metal with modern top 40 pop conventions. But this shit ain't it. This just sounds like 47 different ideas competing for dominance and none of it ever comes together. What the fuck?
Okay, so it has been 13 years since the last album of theirs, I can definitively say, from front to end, is absolutely good, and that is Nightmare. And since then, we have the Black Album at home, Hail to the King, and we have Dream Theater at home, The Stage, with a 15-minute closing track narrated by Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh my fucking God! Man, please tell me you're making that up.
I wish I were.
Oh!
Yeah, and this seems to be an extension of the latter, which... I'd probably be more into this if this wasn't so unbelievably dull, boring, and repetitive, just like I found most of The Stage to be. Yeah, you can say that I'm not too fond of this band's newfound prog era, mostly because they peaked with that style on the closing track of Nightmare, Save Me. Though, to be fair, that album did have Mike Portnoy on it, so, you know, it kind of fits. But this just feels... Well, let me read their influence from this album. Written and recorded over the span of 4 years, Life is But a Dream was inspired by the writing and philosophy of Albert Camus. Accordingly, the lyrics are rooted in existentialism and absurdism. Yeah, this just oozes a feeling of being absolutely pretentious. And this is coming from someone who's pretty well-versed with the prog scene saying that. This is just not it. Doesn't help that they've gotten really neck deep with this whole AI bull crap going on, and with all the fake out things they've done, the fake festival cancellation announcement, all the AI voice podcast things, whatever. But they did announce some arena shows with Falling in Reverse.
Of fucking course.
We love you, Spirit Box. You did the right thing. Nobody should be associated with that fucking asshole.
Remember, Ronnie Radke, dig up, stupid!
Yeah, this track is definitely not it, and I don't care for that really buzzy guitar tone that they've got going on, or how the second half of the album is just ambient, atmospheric nonsense. Just... This album's gonna bite, and I'm just very, very, very not interested with that. But the good news is Sleep Token's album comes out 2 weeks before, so who cares?
Exactly. And that'll be way better. Like I'll say about the prog thing, like, prog is a fundamentally pretentious genre, but it doesn't have to be an automatic negative as long as you can actually pull it off. Guys like Dream Theater and BT Bam do. Other bands do as well, like Haken. Avenged Sevenfold does not. And I'm going to be a lot less... The more I think about it, my opinion of Nightmare is a lot less nice than most people's, because in my opinion, you want to know where that album peaks? The title track! The whole rest of the album is just less good to me from there. But yeah, there's the Salt Fest. That's pretty much all the new song discussion. We're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, we have a couple of news topics to discuss, so stay tuned. And we're back. We have a double dose of news topics here, both sharing two important themes. One, they are both festivals, and two, they are both the product of a good old Danny Wimmer Presents. Now, the first of these that we're going to be touching on is the Louder Than Life Festival, which takes place in Louisville from September 21st. To the 24th, and apparently it's being hosted by, oh boy, Jose Mangin. Yay.
Now, if you're going to roast him, say his name right. Jose Metal Ambassador Mangin.
Wait, is it pronounced Mangin?
Yes, it is. He's a very outspoken individual. I hear him on the radio all the time. He's let's just leave that door for right now.
He's one of those.
Not like that. He's just very enthusiastic. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, to my knowledge, thankfully, he's not like a Ronnie Radke scumbag. I don't know. I just think the guy's really annoying. But that's
you have to be when you're on the radio for 10 hours a day.
I guess, but let's actually get into the festival lineup. Again, the Highland Festival Grounds at the Kentucky Exposition Center. So, 4 days here. I might as well start at the top here. So, your Thursday, September 21st lineup, your big headlining acts are Foo Fighters, Weezer, and Rancid. Weezer, okay then. Anyway, further on down we have 311.
Ugh.
Coheed and Cambria.
Mm.
Royal Blood.
Stays alive, Rob.
Oh, do I have to?
Yes, you do.
I swear to God, the things I do to myself hosting this podcast. Fine. Code Orange.
Yay!
You said it!
Simpsons references for any occasion. Anyway, there's also White Reaper, L7, Deaf Heaven, Nothing But Thieves, Sueco? Movements, The Bronx, Nothing Nowhere, Mannequin Pussy, Beauty School Dropout, Pink Shift, Bob Villain? Is that supposed to be up on there? Sure, alright. Starcrawler, Star Benders, King with a Y, Tiger Cub, CU Space Cowboy, a pretty good screamo band in my opinion, Guerrilla Warfare, and Asava, not to be confused with cassava. Okay, then.
Sure.
Alex, you want to take over Friday, September 22nd?
Yes, I will. So for Friday, headlining acts are Tool, Godsmack, and Limp Bizkit.
How the fuck are they still around?
90s nostalgia is building up, I guess.
Oh god, I mean, don't remind me.
They didn't release that one album a couple years ago. What was it?
I don't remember. I'm still trying to figure out what the fuck ever happened to Stampede of the Disco Elephants.
Maybe it got lost in the mail.
All right.
Well, we also have here Megadeth. What does Corey Taylor think about Corey Taylor showing up at Louder Than Life 2023?
Hey, you made the joke.
Yep. Oh, Dance, Gavin, Dance.
Aren't they still getting roasted for, you know, fuckery?
Yes. So it's more, moving on. Bad Omens. Wage War. Avatar. Tentatively Fever 333. We're still waiting on details on how that's going to work.
Yeah, we haven't heard a damn thing since all that shit went down.
No, we haven't. We have Kitty. Enter Shikari. Miss May I. Fame on Fire. Dead Poets Society. Rain City Drive. Austin Mead. Sim.
Oh.
Interesting. They're the Attack on Titan band, for those of you who don't know.
Oh.
Oh, look, Rob, your favorite. Tala.
Go all the way into the corner right now, Alex. It's already bad enough I have to know Code Orange is here.
Don't worry. Max Portnoy's in both bands. So, you know, you get one, you get both. Okay, we also have, I'm going to say how it's spelled, Castiet.
That's how I would have said it.
1056 period. Hanabi period.
Oh, hey, Gnome. Speaking of Japanese metalcore bands.
Uh-huh. Gnome. Fox Lake. Windows 7. And Luna Aura.
Yeah.
What did you say? Windows 7. I said, what the fuck?
Why would you say Windows 7? I mean, better Windows 7 than Windows Vista.
True.
Oh,
true.
God. This fucking company and their operating systems.
Yeah.
All right. So. Now I'm going to take over for Saturday, September 23rd. Your big three headliners are... Oh, fucking God damn it. I can't believe this fucking shit. Avenged Sevenfold. Pantera.
Quotation marks.
And fucking Falling in Reverse.
As per usual, fuck Ronnie Radke. You don't need us to explain why.
Danny Wimmer Productions, do you have no shame? Or Danny Wimmer Presents, whatever. My question still stands.
Ugh.
Anyway, your other acts here include Pierce the Veil. Parkway Drive. Baby Metal.
Thank you.
Finally, some delicious fucking food. And then there's Asking Alexandria.
Ugh.
On the bright side, there's Death Clock.
There's stuff coming this year. I can smell it.
I need it. We already got that Aqua Teen movie. We just need that Venture Bros and Death Clock movie to happen. There's The Who, H-U.
Uh-huh.
The Amity Affliction. Please Go Away, Maddie Mullins. No one cares anymore. Memphis May Fire. Suicide Silence. Oh, hey, look at that. Sleep Token.
There's going to be a big makeout session in the pit. Everyone stand clear.
Yeah, stay away from all the horny unless you want to get involved.
When that break happens in the summoning, watch out.
Then there's Whitechapel. Always nice. 0936. Gideon. Huh, haven't heard from them in a while. Strange Kids. Dragged Under. Hey, Jesus Piece. Afterlife. Another Day Dawns. Ooh, Ithaca. I like that band. Devil's Cut. Reach NYC. Feast for the Crows. And Dissonation.
Hmm.
That is a really strange word to try and say. I don't know. I could say Dissonation fine. It just feels weird. Well, I guess we throw it back over to Alex to close it out with the lineup for Sunday, September 24th.
Okay. And for your Sunday lineup, your headliners are Green Day.
Ugh.
With whatever they're doing now. Queens of the Stone Age.
They're pretty good live.
Yeah. And the Dream Cafe of Music Turnstile.
Huh.
What are they? Are they alternative, college, metal, active rock? They're everything.
Yeah.
All right. And we also have here, ooh, Run the Jewels.
Ding, 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 ding. And there goes the token, the token hip hop group of this whole thing.
Yeah. Flogging Molly for any of you Irish Boston people going to Kentucky. The Interrupters.
Huh.
AWOL Nation.
Run.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. Rival Sons. Billy Talent.
Holy shit, they're somehow still around.
Mayday Parade is somehow still around. How is that possible?
Mm.
You, Me at Six. Senses Fail.
Oh, God, that band.
They're still around, too. Ruiners of the Saxophone, Viagra Boys.
I have no idea who they are, but if they ruin the saxophone, that makes them criminals.
All right, and we have Boston Manor. Death by Romy. That's all one word. Jenny Beth. Nights Tour. Call Me Charisma.
No, I will not.
Learn how to spell it first. Ryan Oaks. Thousand Below. Holy Wars. Red Star with two D's. Let Down, period. As You Were. Death Valley Dreams. And JVK.
Oh, it was a V. I kind of glanced over that part really quick. I thought it said JJK. I'm like, wait, hold the fuck up. They got Jujutsu Kaisen up in this? You gotta admit, that would make for a more interesting set.
It certainly would.
So, yeah, this is a festival lineup. Why the fuck are you giving a platform to Falling in Reverse?
Because there are, sadly, a lot of people who never grew out of that late 2000s Hot Topic scene core phase. Ronnie Radke is one of those people.
Ugh, I sure hope that at some point the people who listen to Falling in Reverse grow out of it. Like, guys, you can find other better bands. Like, have you considered Sleep Token? Or hell, even Hanabie? Hell, you got three Japanese bands right here. Hanabie, Sim, and Baby Metal. And they're all pretty... They all do slap. I still need to watch that new... Well, okay, I don't need to. I just know I'm going to watch that new Attack on Titan special eventually. Because, fuck me, I stuck with the series since, like, 2013. Sometimes you get in too deep and you just can't pull out. But I don't know what's happening anymore. Hajime Isayama, why do you hate us? Anyway, now we move on to the other festival lineup here. The other Danny Wimmer Presents Festival. The West Coast's biggest rock festival. The Aftershock Festival, taking place October 5th through the 8th in Discovery Park in Sacramento, California. So, yeah. Wait, I just realized something. I'm looking at the press release here. It says the CEO is named Danny Hayes. Where did they get Danny Wimmer from? Did I miss something? Anyway, yeah, so I guess for this lineup here, we'll reverse the order from last. So I'm going to let Alex start with the festival lineup for Thursday, October 5th.
Okay, so for Thursday, your headliners are Incubus.
They're still around.
Apparently so. Avenged Sevenfold.
Oh my god, why?
And Turnstile.
Who knows what they are?
Okay, we also have here The Cult. The band who brought us Miseria Cantare and nothing else, AFI.
Wait, Pennywise. Did you say El Cantare?
Oh, Miseria Cantare.
I was like, what the fuck?
I thought you were talking about that dead Japanese cult leader for a second.
No. Pennywise. Nothing But Thieves, L7, White Reaper, Senses Fail, Don Bronco, The Bronx. You'll notice some carryover because, you know, same company. Nothing Nowhere, Death by Romy, Beauty School Dropouts, Bob Villain, Holding Absence, Pink Shift, Thousand Below, Starbenders, See You Space Cowboy, Static Dress, and Let Down.
Yeah. This is kind of going to feel like a shuffling of the deck, although I have to assume at least there's got to be like one or two are here that aren't on the other one.
I don't know why, but Starbenders sound like an 80s deep cartoon.
Yeah, I could practically imagine the toy line just sitting on the shelf at Toys R Us now. Anyway, for Friday, October 6th, your main three headliners are Godsmack, Tool, and Limp Bizkit. And then going down the rest of the lineup here, you got Megadeth, Coheed and Cambria. You're not making Christianity better, you're just making rock and roll worse, Skillet. Hank Hill is right about many things, and that's one of them. Bad Omens. The Who, H-U, Def Heaven, Memphis Mayfire, oh my god, Matty Mullins, just go away. ooh, here's one that wasn't on the other one, Converge, nice.
Hey, look at that.
Fire from the Gods, Polaris, Rain City Drive, Gideon, Currents, Varials, Strange Kids, Dragged Under, oh my fucking god. They had to bring over Tala here too.
Apparently so.
God damn it. Anyway, Hanabie, Widow 7, and Death Valley Dreams.
Woo.
Again, that is one of the lineups of all time. Anyway, okay. Now for Saturday.
Yep, Saturday. You have headliners, Pantera, in giant quotation marks, Korn, and 311 for some reason.
Sure, I guess.
We also have Corey Taylor, Parkway Drive, Baby Metal, Olivia, Death Clock, Avatar, yeah. Pending something getting announced, Fever 333. So you're saying giant asterisk. The Amity Affliction. Sleep Token.
Again, watch out for the pit unless you want some action of the other kind.
Yeah. We have Escape. I'm sorry. How in the fuck is Escape the Fate still a thing?
What the fuck? Am I reading this right?
How?
I'm adjusting my metaphorical glasses, because there's no way that can be correct.
Apparently they're still active somehow, like, I guess when we were young, didn't respond to their call, so here they are here.
Sure. Whatever.
Fuck you, Ronnie Radke, for breaking this band a thing. We were better off as a society without them. We also have Boston Manor, Fame on Fire, Catch Your Breath, 1056, Red Star with 2Ds, Holy Wars, 68, Ithaca, Devil's Cut, Traitors, Fox Lake, All Waves, and As You Were.
You know, sometimes I forget that 68 is a thing. I think that's the band started by the dude from the Chariot, but I barely remember.
Oh, you mean the other band from the guy from the Chariot? Yeah, because the other guys made, oh, God, what was the name? Oh, Fever 333, and then they left.
Yeah. Man, that's a weird tree to follow. Anyway, oh, yeah, now I just remembered. The guy from the Chariot in 68 was also the founding vocalist of Norma Jean. So that was the thing, but anyway, moving on to, the final day here, Sunday, October 8th. Your main three headliners are Queens of the Stone Age, Guns N' Roses, and Rancid. And your other acts include I Prevail, Dance Gavin Dance. Speaking of, why the fuck are you even still around? Fucking Daughtry.
I couldn't tell you.
God damn. Anyway, Bad Flower, Billy Talent, Mayday Parade, Suicide Silence, Movements, Aaron Jones. I'm trying to pronounce that name how it's read, but I just feel like the substitute teacher from Key and Peele. Aaron. Aaron Jones. But moving on, there's You, Me at Six, Dead Poet Society, Austin Mead, Jenny Beth, who, if I recall correctly, I'm pretty sure she was the former vocalist of the band Savages, or maybe current vocalist. I forget if that band's still going or not. Red Light King, Tiger Cub, Call Me Charisma.
No.
No, I don't even want to call you, period. There's Ryan Oakes, Gnome, Luna Aura, and Asava. And, oh, are you kidding me? It's also hosted by Jose Metal Ambassador Mangan.
Yeah.
Remind me, Alex, Danny Wimmer Presents has, like, they have, like, five festivals that run through any given year, right?
Yeah, they also have Welcome to Rockville. They also have, sometimes, Carolina Rebellion, or whatever they call it nowadays. But, yeah, it all sort of works together.
That mean Jose's hosting all of them?
I don't know. We haven't seen lineups for the other festivals, so maybe. I don't know.
I guess we'll burn those bridges when we get to them. But, yeah, there's two mostly identical festival lineups in different places of America with some mild variations. It's sort of like one of those spot the difference paintings. So, I don't know, pick your poison with maybe some bands that you kind of like. So, yeah, that takes care of the news topic. So now we're going to dive into the last bit of proper business here, that is, the new album releases for the week of March 24th, 2023. Starting at the top, we have the newest album from experimental black metal act Liturgy with 93696. From the grindcore act The Hearse Collective, we have their new album, We're Still Here. From August Burns Red, we have the new album Death Below. From the progressive metal band Ne Obliviscaris, we have their new album Exul. From Baby Metal, we have their newest project, The Other One. From Six Slack, we have a new project called Since I Have a Lover. We have the newest album from Hit Boy with Surf or Drown. We have the real highlight of this entire week, which is Danny Brown and JPEG Mafia with Scaring the Hose Volume 1. Hashtag Scaring the Hose Challenge. You know, I gotta tell you, we haven't mentioned, I don't think we mentioned this yet, but one of the tracks on the album is a song called Kingdom Hearts Key. If that doesn't have the two of them rapping over this weird remix of Simple and Clean, I'm just saying, there's an opportunity there. You really gotta scare the hoes. Although, you know, here's a, in fact, while I'm giving out ideas, here's what they can have for free. If they do a Scaring the Hoes Volume 2, they need a song called Take Your Heart that's the two of them freestyling over the Persona 5 soundtrack. Because I know Danny Brown has streamed Persona 5 on Twitch.
He has. And I think he crushed on the teacher? Like,
yeah. Miss Kawakami, I think.
Yeah, her.
Are the two of them gonna do the Humpty Hump in a Burger King bathroom? God, I gotta move on. But moving on from that, we have Depeche Mode with their new album Memento Mori. There's a new EP from Jeff Goldblum with Plays With Others.
Wait.
Yeah, you didn't know that, Mark? He records music sometimes.
Okay, like, does he sing or some shit?
Yeah, like, I think he does, I think it's jazz music that he records.
Ah, okay, so...
Which...
He's the best, okay, so almost like Seth MacFarlane, kind of.
I mean, it makes sense. He seems like a very jazzy guy. But, moving on from that, there's the new studio album from Fall Out Boy with So Much, Stardust. And we have the debut solo release from K-pop musician Jimin with Face. Or is it Heeman? I don't fucking know. But Face. Now it's time to clean house and get the hell out of here. So, Alex, where can they find you on the internet?
As always, or of Azure, where I just sort of dick around and talk about, well, right now it's college basketball because, Go.
Go indeed. Mark, what about you?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Twitter Media. I might lay low for a while. Looking at Twitter now, looking at my favorite now, it's kind of depressing to be honest. For reasons I'm not gonna say. Just find me on Discord at Mac2Hybrid. But you can also find me on my site, my hybrid one at hybrid.wordpress.com. And I actually post something that made me this the past few days. So in lieu of Jungle 4 being released this Friday, I'll talk about one of my favorite movies, Shoot 'Em Up.
Oh yeah, I've heard about that movie.
Yeah, it was my favorite. It's a shame that they didn't do that well. This should have been bigger than it is, but it's whatever.
Yeah, I gotta watch it sometime. Anyway, as for me, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, etc. at Rob Barracuda. You can email me, robert@sororosolution.com, for questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and Google Podcasts. New audio-only episodes go up every Wednesday. Video usually goes up on the official YouTube channel, so subscribe. Hit the bell tab so you're notified whenever anything goes up there. Be sure to follow us on Twitter @SurrealRezzo. Like us on Facebook. Visit the website, surrealresolution.com, for written articles, this podcast, podcast, O&A, all of that good stuff. Be sure to jump into our Discord as well. You'll find the link, you know, on the site and in our pinned tweet and our profile, as that will be the easiest way to, you know, keep up with any new site updates as soon as they're posted there. So, thank you for listening this week. We'll, of course, be back, you know, next week with more of the weekly shenanigans. Hopefully there'll be a beefier lineup of songs to discuss. So, until next time, this is just an unscheduled reminder. Masaki Yuasa's Inuo is now officially on Hulu, both subbed and dubbed, so you have no excuse.
Watch it! Watch it!
Ow.